Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs, where I talk about my experience as a retail investor. I started with a few shares of AMC, hoping for the squeeze, and now I've ended up with 1.5 trillion Grumpy Cat coin. That's right, 1.5 trillion Grumpy Cat coin. I thought it was amazing just to get to a trillion Grumpy Cat coin. And I pushed it even more because we had gone into the 20s and the low 30s. And that's the time to buy. I believe in the project. I believe in the core community. There's supposedly major alpha that's going to come. Big news. I don't know what it is. But I know the people that are talking about it are not, they're not prone to hype. And if anything, they play things down. So when they talk about big news coming, you know, I give them the benefit of the doubt. And I'm looking forward to hearing what it is. But regardless of that, what this last dip did was give me the confidence to go out there and accumulate literally as much as I could. Because that's when you get the coins that you can use for donations, for promotions, and help support the project. When it's, you know, at a much higher rate, you know, when we were at 7 zeros and a 1, you know, if I was buying, I would buy, you know, 2 billion, 4 billion, maybe here and there, just to kind of protect people that had just bought, you know, made some big buys. And it was nice to see a buy come in behind you and just to sort of support the project. And again, if your expectation is this thing to be a multi-billion market cap, you know, buying even at 7 zeros is still a steal. So, but financially, you have to be responsible. It's just that we had a little extra cash lately. And with the prices this low, this is it. When they go up higher, I don't accumulate. I can't afford to accumulate big piles of it when it's higher. But if it's in the high 20s, low 30s, I grab it. And then if we just get into the 60s and the low 70s, all those buys are paid for. That's when I sit back and I'm like, wow, I could have bought $100,000 worth of it and it would have paid for itself right now. You know, you could have sold half of it, paid for the investment that you made, and then ride the rest. That's not what I'm doing, but you could have. And that's why you buy when it's low. If you have confidence in something, that's when you do. You buy it low, you sell it high. And I did. Now, I don't want to talk too much about what my plans are and why I bought all this extra coin. I want to wait till the alpha drops, and maybe I won't even need it. And I've talked about this on Space Calls early on. The last time we dipped into the 20s and the 30s, I would come up with ideas and I'd get on Space Calls and I'd say, hey, I got an idea. What do you guys think of this? And most of the time people didn't like it. And I like, all right. Or I'd take it back a little bit. But once, and everybody's thought was just buy and accumulate, just accumulate it. And what was happening that I saw was it was mostly the same people buying it all up, which was good, but also bad. It was good because now we know good holders are holding it, but it was bad because it wasn't new people coming in, hopefully getting new solid holders and strengthening the project and growing the project. But you know what? At least we had the core team accumulating. And I was happy. It went up and I went, wow, you know, they were right. You know, all we had to do was just buy and hold and it went up. And, you know, I'm at 7 zeros and I'm looking at my, account and I'm very happy at the level it's at. But then it started to go down. We started to see people selling. And at first you're like, oh, it's no big deal. Just a couple, one wallet, no big deal. And then the more would follow, and then more, and more people would panic and they'd get out. And then crypto started pumping. And I imagine there were probably a few people that, you know, wanted to get out and get into some of these other projects. Okay, fine. And then we lost some community members, good community members. They moved on to other projects and it was tough. But at that moment, I didn't panic. I said, this is the chance to buy more and get the things that I need to carry out some of the ideas I had. And that's what I've been able to do. So I'm working on those right now, trying to do it quietly. It's hard for me to keep a secret. I like talking and working things out. But I know it's best right now just to wait to hear what the alpha is, get my plan together before I formally say anything. And the good thing is now I can do it on my own. I have enough that I can carry this out on my own, and I don't need anybody's help to do it. Now, if people want to pitch in and help, that's great. It'll make the idea stronger, but it's not required. So I still want to be a good part of the community, so I probably will present it to them and get feedback and test it. It's never a bad idea to have your ideas tested and questioned. And if there's weak spots or something you need to rethink, that's when you find it out. Better find it out with friends than taking it out in the real world and finding out the hard way. So I've been encouraging people in the Grumpy Cat Coin community, even if you feel like you have enough, and a lot of people do, people have amassed trillions of Grumpy Cat Coin. Trillions. A lot of people have made this the main focus. I know I should be more diversified. I get that. But this is going to probably be, if we're wrong, we're wrong. But if we're right, a once-in-a-lifetime chance to make life-changing generational wealth, and also hopefully to change the world and to change how people think about digital assets, aka crypto, that we can move away from the crypto bro image, the toxic image of, and the corrupt like FTX and then Binance, you know, when they get into trouble, and instead we're going to replace it with good stories. And that's my hope. That's what we're trying to do. I do want to say something about AMC. I tried so hard to have AMC apes follow me into Grumpy Cat Coin. And there were a few. I don't know if they followed me. I think they may have just gotten into it as well. But I would see people that were apes, AMC apes, and I was so happy to see them. But for the most part, ignored by the AMC community. And I get it. Quite frankly, and I'm going to be harsh here, that's Stockholm Syndrome. You're brainwashed. You're in a cult. And you think the only thing I can do is buy and hold AMC. And anybody that says anything about against buying and holding AMC, they're a shill. They're a bad person. They're evil. They're spreading FUD. And for the most part, I felt the same way too. There were people that said, sell your AMC, get out of it. You're going to get ripped off. You're going to lose. And I ignored them. Now, one particular guy, a YouTuber, who loved to make videos hating on AMC, when we got to about $20, $25 before Ape came out, he was like, sell it, sell it. I didn't listen. AMC, technically, with the reverse split right now, you know, it's at $7. If I had sold at $25, I would be selling AMC shares right now at $250. That's what the value of those shares would have been. I didn't listen. And maybe the guy was spreading FUD. Maybe he worked for a hedge fund. Whatever. But that's the way it is. And if the MOAS is right around the corner, then great. I'm still holding the vast majority of my shares. Don't ask me why. And I'm going to be honest about why I don't think the MOAS is going to happen. It's a corrupt system. The people who regulate it, the SEC, while they're at the SEC, they don't take the big players to task. They don't punish them outside of some slaps on the wrist. The reason for that is when these people at the SEC are out of government, guess who they go to work for? The same people they regulated, and most of the time they come in from those companies. Why would you jeopardize your million-dollar retirement plan by going after these big corrupt companies that completely manipulate Wall Street? Why would you do that? You'd have to be an idiot or a good, decent person that is determined, bound, and determined to do the right thing. I can pretty much guarantee you the people there are not. They're looking out for their retirements, and they're not going to go after these huge market makers and hedge funds that support them and the politicians that put them in power. That's not going to happen. So you have that. The people that regulate it are not going to regulate it. Then you have the market makers, who openly, there's a video clip of Ken Griffin openly saying they manipulate the price to what they believe it should be. There's a clip on the internet and he's saying, you know, thank God there's active managers that push the price where they believe it should be. So when they believe the price of AMC should be $7, they're going to do everything they can to keep AMC at $7. whether it's holding off the buy orders and pushing all the sell orders through, whether it's taking all the buy orders and putting them through the dark pool. It is not supply and demand. It is not when you buy AMC, AMC price goes up. And they can make synthetic shares. They'll do whatever they have to do. And that's what they did. So you have these corrupt market makers that rigged the system. You cannot win. It's a claw machine. As soon as you put the claw on it and it starts to pick the object up, it's going to slip out. It's designed to do that. If you got your thing on the, if you won every time, they would go out of business. How do people that, look, I always say this, Apple Computer makes amazing computers, amazing phones. I understand why they have a ton of cash. Tesla, the next generation of, you know, vehicles, electric vehicles, the best. Heads far outpace everybody else in electric vehicles. People love Teslas. They sell a bunch of them. I guess I understand why they have tons of money. Market makers and these people that do financial transactions, they don't make anything. They don't make anything. What do they do? How do they make their money? By fees, by scams. They figure out ways to steal the money and take it. And maybe in the beginning, it was like, well, we have a service fee for that. And, oh, well, we're making good money on this fee. Let's come up with another fee. Or let's come up with this. Oh, we can control. We can manipulate this. Okay, let's do that. So you have a government, the SEC, that will not enforce the rules and will let the bad players do what they want. You have the bad players creating a rigged system. And then the third component of it is you have AMC itself. You have AMC insiders that as the stock price went up, they sold millions of shares and made hundreds of millions of dollars. Where do you think the AMC insiders got their hundreds of millions of dollars? They got it from all the apes rushing in to save AMC. And yes, to be greedy. We all thought, oh, I'm going to buy an AMC share for $40, but who cares? I'm going to sell it for $20,000. And some I'm going to hold for $100,000. Those AMC insiders, they knew better, and they sold all their shares, never buying anything back. Even now, they don't buy anything back. And Adam Aaron is right in there. And then Adam Aaron came up with the bright idea of APE. Nothing decimated the AMC investment like APE. They stole the money from us to create it. When it came out, it was decimated. They did nothing to stop it. It was just decimated. And even I bought some cheap at like 70 cents, which is theoretically what about AMC is right now. And when APE went up, I was so proud of myself. I did it. Russ, you did it. You figured it out. Because I knew one day a 70 cent share of APE would be worth, you know, at worst, what? A $6 share of AMC? A $10 share of AMC? Sounds like a good deal to me. I had no idea they would take the share price of AMC down to the 70 cents for the APE. I swear when all that happened, I felt like, you know, you hear about like in wars where there's some city and everyone's all proud of their country. Like we're going to fight to the death. We're not giving up. And then the other side just bombs the hell out of them. Just complete and utter destruction. And those, whether you want to call them lucky or unlucky to survive, come out and they just see their city wasted in rubble. And the feeling they must have of just feeling wiped out. And that's how I felt, like just completely and utterly wiped out. The shame of getting caught in this play and being down so much. Technically, I haven't lost it because I haven't sold it. Could always come back. I doubt it, but it could. But that shame was terrible. And what can you do? And then, of course, after the APE came out and decimated, there was the reverse split, which just, you know, people were right. They stole 90% of your shares. They were right. I was a yes voter. But it was inevitable. It doesn't matter how anybody was going to vote. It was inevitable that it was going to come out yes. Inevitable. One vote wasn't going to change anything. 100 votes weren't going to change anything. 1,000. It was rigged. It was inevitable that people were going to vote for it. And here we are today. And I look around. I know I'm doubtful I'll ever make my AMC investment back in AMC. But the one thing this experience did for me and how it changed me was I learned about crypto. First, I thought crypto was a scam. I wanted nothing to do with it. All these stories you heard about Bitcoin and Dogecoin, no interest, none. But when AMC talked about having a partnership with Doge, I thought, okay, now we're going to get all the Doge holders to come in and they buy AMC. Well, I'll buy a little Doge to support them. And I bought $50 worth of Doge. Quickly realized that was never going to do anything for me. And then a funny thing happened. I was now in crypto. I was watching it and keeping an eye on it. It was interesting. It was 24/7. Didn't stop. Not like stock market. It was always active. And that's when I found out about Shiba Inu. And I thought, oh, I only have maybe a couple thousand Doge if I had that. But I could have millions of Shiba Inu. So I sold the Doge, bought the Shiba Inu, and then it ran on that run. It went on the run to 4 zeros and an 8.8. And I was up thousands of dollars. And then everyone sold. And I realized, wow, I got in too late. And it went down. So I went looking. That's when I found Doge Loan Mars. Same thing. It went up. I bought when it was low. And it went up. But people sold. FTX happened. The market crashed. I got spooked and I got out. When I finally felt comfortable enough going back in, that's when Pepe happened. Now, I missed Pepe on the run-up. I tried to grab as much as I could. I got about $1 billion plus. And it still wasn't enough. So I knew I had to find something at a better position. And that's how I found Grumpy Cat. And I didn't just go all in when I first heard it. It was a little bit at a time. And the better I felt about the community and who these people were, the more confidence I had in the project. And I said, yes, that's the biggest thing about a meme coin is how do you know it's not a scam? How do you know it's not a pump and dump? You can't tell a lot of times. They all say the same things. So it wasn't what Grumpy Cat community members were saying, it was what they were doing. We were showing up every day and having space calls. We were buying up the supply and we held together. And our whales were there, led by Pro the Doge, who had 6.7 trillion. Grumpy Cat, at one point, it was worth $500,000. Never sold the one. He still hasn't. And here we are. They say something big is going to happen. I'm waiting on that. But depending on what that is, if it's not big enough or I think there's room for my plan, I'll be dropping my plan too. And in that, I have full confidence. I don't know how it will go. I just know this. It won't be the first time I had a good idea and nobody listens to me and nothing happens. Story of my life. But maybe, just maybe, every once in a while, I get in with the right kind of people. And we come together and we do something good together. And hopefully that's going to happen in this instance. The biggest thing for me, how does Grumpy Cat grow? I'll tell you a story when I was at Disney. And there was a coworker who was recycling cans. And then we also had a donation program. She was recycling cans to teach her son about recycling. But we also adopted a family at the end of the year for Christmas. And people would go around asking for donations to buy the presents. And I put it together, and then the person that was recycling had stopped doing it. The son's project was over, and we stopped recycling. But I had it in my head, hey, why don't we keep recycling all the office cans? I'll go take them in each week, collect the money, and then all year long, I'll keep a running total of how much money we've raised for the Adopt-A-Family program. So every week when someone went into the kitchen, they would see the tote board. Wow, we've raised $100. Wow, we've raised $150. Wow, we've raised $300. Till by the end of the year, we had at least over $1,000. So guess what? Nobody had to donate any money. The money was already there from the recycled cans. We just had to donate our time to go out and buy the gifts. Win-win. Well, let's just say I'm trying to come up with a win-win for Grumpy Cat. That's going to make so much sense that it's going to be astonishing that people never really quite thought of this before. But we'll see how it happens. We'll see how it goes. I may not even need it. Maybe Grumpy Cat runs on its own and I keep my mouth shut and I'm like, wow, I got to keep all my Grumpy Cat. I didn't have to deal with any of it. But if I need it, the plan is there, and I'll talk more about that later. But I would say this, the one thing to get Grumpy Cat to go up, you need stakeholders. Right now, people do not give a damn about Grumpy Cat, except for the people that are buying it right now. We need that to change. We need to, for people to care about the price of Grumpy Cat. And we need people to care en masse that the price of Grumpy Cat gets to decimal point 0.0001. That's right. Decimal point, three zeros, and a one. Because at that, if it gets to that price, 10 billion Grumpy Cat will be worth $1 million. And when you say $1 million, that gets people's attention. But right now, it doesn't cost $1 million to buy 10 billion Grumpy Cat. It costs about 34 bucks, probably soon 40 bucks, depending if it goes up or down. Could cost $27 if we go down. But right now, as I record this, 34 bucks, 10 billion Grumpy Cat. And if the price of Grumpy Cat ever goes from where it's at right now, 8 zeros and a 3-4, to 3 zeros and a 1, your $34 investment right now will be worth $1 million. And guess what? Nobody listening to this is going to go out and spend $34 on Grumpy Cat. That's just life. It's just who we are. You go back in time and land on the deck of the Titanic and tell them they need to stop the ship and turn around. You're going to hit an iceberg. Everyone's going to die. They will not listen to you. They will lock you up and you will hit that iceberg and all those people are going to die regardless. But what if instead of telling people to go out and buy 10 billion Grumpy Cat, we just give it to them? We find the right people, the right organizations, and give them 10 billion Grumpy Cat. And tell them, if you hold it until it gets to 1-0, or a decimal point, and three zeros and a one, this little bit of Grumpy Cat you're holding onto will be worth $1 million. How many of those 10 billion wallets can you make? Think about that. Anyway, I'll talk more about it later, and that's why I've been encouraging the Grumpy Cat coin community to go out there and grab as many Grumpy Cats as they can at these cheap prices, because when you want to use it for promotion, for donation, now's the time to grab it when it's cheap. It's a little harder when it gets expensive. It gets higher, but that's it. Well, anyway, thanks for listening to another episode of Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. Good luck if you're in AMC, if you're in Grumpy Cat, any investment, whatever your investment is, good luck to you, and have a great week ahead. Thank you.